Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is rental property marketing secrets and the power of a picture. Well, before we start with this exciting Fun Fact Friday show, I just wanted to touch base with you. I didn't in my last Fun Fact Friday, and I just wanted to check in and make sure that all is going well with you guys and your real estate investing efforts, whether you are an active investor or a passive investor. Either way, I just hope that all is going well. Just a reminder too that you can write us questions or ask questions, get me on the phone, talk to me if you ever run into any issues and you want to get feedback. I am here to do that. So a couple of things, real quick announcements. First off, if you are like me and you like listening to podcasts, I'm a real podcast junkie. One of the things that I found is most helpful to do is to subscribe to the podcasts that I really like so that I don't always have to look them up each time. It's so convenient on my phone. You can arrange this, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, to subscribe to a podcast so that it automatically appears on your phone as soon as it comes out. And that's real convenient because I can go on a drive. I can look on my phone and pick out a podcast and listen to it or put them in order and listen to them while I'm driving along. And it's just a real great way to make a slow drive here in Southern California that much more bearable. But that's a great thing. If you want to do that, we would love to have you subscribe to the Old Dogs REI Network, which you can do through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. You can just set that up automatically so that show just pops up and you can just listen to the show. And while you're there, if you happen to want to leave us a rating and review, we would really appreciate it because that really helps get our message out and helps reach folks like yourself that have an interest in real estate investing from a more mature angle. Also, quick update, we are narrowing down, it looks like, on our 100-unit properties. It's my hope that we can do this, get something under contract before the end of the year, but it's more important to me that I find the right property than I meet my deadline of December 31st here. So just to let you know, we've got a couple of really neat ones right now that we're preparing LOIs for that hopefully we'll be submitting in the next week or so. My final announcement, make sure you tune in on Monday. Now, if you're a subscriber, it'll just show up on your phone, which is really cool. But you can subscribe or you can just tune in on this Monday because we're going to be interviewing somebody we talk about a lot on this show, Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That's right. He'll be our special guest on Monday. So you want to tune in and make sure you give that a listen. Okay, let's get into our topic here, rental property marketing secrets and the power of a picture. Now, once you've purchased your first rental property, the next step is finding and keeping great tenants. Finding great tenants is a key, really, to a nearly headache-free rental property management experience. Now, there are going to always be things that are going to happen. You're going to have things that break and just your normal wear and tear type stuff. But if you have a great tenant, that is just like the best. And somebody that's going to stay there for a long time, is going to pay their rent on time and take good care of your property. So in this podcast, I'm going to outline a few of the necessary steps to take to help target and find those tenants, sign them up, and get them plugged into your property. So I'm going to try to go over these as quickly as I can. There are a number of different things that I think will be helpful for you. First off, determining the rental rate. Now, this is something you really should do before you purchase the property. In your analysis, your underwriting, you want to determine what the perfect rental rate will be. So part of that is that you do your research and carefully assess that, because that's going to affect you as well. If you price it too high, you may lose some good tenants you could possibly get in. If it's too low, you may end up getting maybe the wrong tenant. So the pricing is really important. So here's four things you can do real quickly. First off, check online listings. Look at what other similar properties in your area are renting for. Look at listings in Craigslist or apartments.com, places like that, and look for something that's similar in terms of amenities and size of your unit, and make sure that the upgrades and everything that you have going on in your property coincide with the value. I mean, you may have two similar sized properties that went across the street that is renting for less than yours. But if you have nicer amenities, nicer appliances, nicer things that would warrant an increase, you could very likely get it. So make sure that you factor in those things. Also, look at establishing a price range and start pricing it on the higher end. Start listing it on the higher end. And if you have trouble with that, you'll adjust, every week or so. But start a little bit higher if you can get that better rate. Maybe you might adjust it by $50 or $100 increments every 4 days or something on your listing. Okay, next thing is determining your ideal tenant. You want to make sure that you're getting that tenant that's going to be perfect for your criteria. Part of how you do this is keep in mind, who you want and who's likely to rent. Now, I may have a property that, I want somebody that is a business person that has a strong corporate job that, is going to pay the rent on time or maybe even in advance. But then most of the people in the neighborhood may be blue collar, hardworking people, but they're not going to fall into that criteria. So you have to be realistic. So check out the demographics in your area. Go online. I'd look at places like Realtor.com, Zillow, and Trulia. Look at houses and apartments in your areas and try to get the ratings on local schools, crime rates, home values, etc. You'll start to get a good idea of the profile of the people that will come to that area. Also, various attractions and things of interest to people. Slightly upscale areas, you might have things like Whole Foods, would be something in a more upscale type of an area. Maybe a Walmart area is going to be more realistic for you. It's something that has a Walmart nearby. So you have to kind of really narrow in on your demographics. Who are the people likely to rent from you? If you have any records of your old, your tenants, look at their applications. Look at where they work, what types of jobs they've had. Were there people that had government assistance, were on Social Security? What was the average salary, average age? Do they own cars? Start to develop that profile, the ideal tenant. And then go into your neighborhood and just observe too. Just park yourself, somewhere around. Don't look like a stalker, but, just sit in a nearby park and observe the people that are there. Go there around the times when people go to work and when people come back from work. Who's coming back? What do they look like as they come out of their car and they go into their house? And are they dressed in like a blue collar uniform or something? Or are they, are they wearing suits and ties or cash or what is it? Are they taking their kids and dropping them off for work? Are there a lot of kids in the neighborhood? And then come in the middle of the day when it's really pretty quiet and see what activity is going on. Are moms walking around, you know, strollers with their babies? Is it really quiet? Is there nobody there? Are there some maybe unsavory characters hanging out at the local park? Those are the kinds of things you really want to try to understand in terms of who your ideal profile is. The most likely person to rent are the types that are already renting in that neighborhood. Now, that's not to say you can't reposition a property, and people do this, but it can be difficult if you're going against the majority of the profiles of the people that are out there in your neighborhood already. We've done that repositioning in our property in Indianapolis, and we have helped upgrade it. Sometimes you'll have a property that's in a neighborhood that's just a bad property. You know, there's drug dealers and other people there, and that just never works. You know, you want to get, if you got a property like that, you're going to get rid of those folks, but you're not going to necessarily replace them with, you know, lawyers and doctors and people like that. No, you're probably going to have some blue collar, hardworking people that'll probably replace those folks. So, you know, get that profile together, and then you're going to get ready to start advertising your property. You want to try to attract people that, you're going to have signage on the outside, which is a real common thing, but then you're going to go to your online advertising. Back in the day, you'd go into the classified ads of the newspapers. Well, there aren't that many newspapers anymore, and people are getting most of their information online. So you want to find out where are the best places to do that. Places like Craigslist.com is still your number one right now in terms of getting renters into all types of classes of rental properties. But you've also got Hotpads.com, Trulia, Realtor.com, Zillow. And there are a lot of specialized ones for your area, too, as well. You may have some local focused online services as well. So decide, you know, the details that you want to put in your ad and make sure you include it in the way that you write and position this ad. So, for example, if you're renting out a small studio apartment near a sort of a hipster downtown area, you'd want to pander to a younger single person, probably a millennial, and because they're most likely to have a need for it. So the listing should highlight, you know, local businesses or attractions that a young single person would be interested in, like restaurants or hip hangouts. Or if instead you're renting out, let's say, for example, a single family, 3-bedroom, 1-bath home, you're more likely to get interest from younger families in need of a safe place to raise their kids. And so they're going to be more concerned with things like schools and, you know, are there parks within walking distance nearby, shopping centers, things of that nature. Make sure you're honest in your ad, though, because you don't want to go through all this trouble to get somebody to come to see your property and then only have them disappointed because it didn't match up with the listing. So, you know, we had to kind of do that with our indie apartment as well. That was one of the things we did. You know, we're not located in a war zone or the hood, but, you know, it's definitely a multicultural, mostly blue-collar area. So we came up with a headline that read Urban Oasis. Okay, so, you know, we're emphasizing the urban part of it, but it's a really cool place within the urban setting. So they're not put off by, you know, the neighborhood or what have you. The listing title is really important. So, you know, really think about that. A title that'll grab their attention and won't get buried amongst the thousands of other posted listings. Try to come up with something creative or humorous to generate some interest. But the safest approach is to write a simple title that provides the most information. When prospective tenants are sifting through hundreds of listings, they'll focus on the ones that list the location, the size, and the number of bedrooms, and the things they desire first. So you want to include that in your heading. Most listing sites like Craigslist or Apartments.com allow you to list the city neighborhood separately from the listing headline. So it's redundant to put it in the title. You don't necessarily have to put that in the title. Just describe your property as, you know, as best you can to appeal to your target demographic. In these, for example, let's return to the small downtown hipster studio apartment scenario where you'd do well to feature a destination that might appeal to a young single. Let's say your studio's it's like a 5-minute walk from a popular downtown farmer's market. And you could start the ad with the following: spacious studio apartment, one block from the legendary City Market, which is the name of this particular farmer's marketplace. So you've got a real specific appeal there. Highlight the desirable property features or a move-in incentive if you're offering it. For example, if you just installed all new appliances or are offering $200 off the first month's rent, then add that in the title line. So you might have a title like this: spacious studio apartment with brand new appliances, minutes away from the legendary City Market, or spacious studio apartment minutes away from the legendary City Market, $200 off first month's rent. So you kind of, you know, put those key things in there. You talked about, this is what it is. It's a studio apartment. This is what it's located. Here's the special offer. So you've got some things there that hit them right off the bat. And then as they glance at the ad, the next thing they're going to see are the photos. And so photos are really, really important. That is something I personally had a lot of experience with, and I noticed that when we changed photos, we got a tremendous response. Most people are very visual, so they're scanning tons of ads, and there's a lot of copy and things that are written there, but then it's the photos that grab them. So you want to make sure you have some really great photos. And what I would really recommend for you, and you may have some resistance to this, but this worked really well for me, is I actually decorated a unit, you know, just decked it out to the max. And it was set up to look like a showcase. And I hired a professional photographer. Now, it wasn't that much. It was like $200 for the 1 hour session. They took photos outside, inside, common areas, all those things. But really nice, you know, wide angle type shots that just presented the property in a super favorable way. You want to have pictures of common things like bedrooms, bathrooms, backyard, patio, kitchen, building exterior, anything else the tenant would want to see. Take pictures of it in the showing condition, how you would want to show it to that person as well, so that it doesn't conflict with, you know, what they see when they actually arrive there. And, you know, you might say, well, I'm just renting a room. It's not furnished. I don't know if I want to go to all that trouble. And sometimes you might want to talk. There are people that do these kinds of staged photographs, you know, that work with these photographers. You might be able to have somebody say, hey, I'll rent the furniture for the day, get a decorator in here to really do it well. That kind of a picture makes a huge impression as opposed to just an empty room. It really does. And I found that out when I did that. I had been running ads with the empty rooms for a period of time. I came in with a nice staged room, and I got four times as many calls as a result of just changing the photos. Now, and these are photos, it's an investment. So, you know, if you're going to have this property for a while, they're going to certainly more than make back your money just being able to use them over a period of years. So that's just something I list out. You just want to make sure you've got a good descriptive features. Start with the basic features: the size, the number of beds, the amenities. If you have laundry facility, is there parking on the property? Get all the descriptive in there about the property itself, and then talk about access to shops, restaurants, parks, public transportation, all of those things. And then talk about the specific questions that they might ask you, like who covers the utilities, are pets allowed, is there storage space, those types of things, duration of the lease, credit scores, if you have a minimum on credit scores. Display the best contact information you can on how the tenants can reach you too. And if you're worried about being spammed, you can create a separate email address or create a Google Voice number. But the key thing is that you get back to them. And if you can't get back to them, you should set something up, either someone that's going to call them back, or maybe you might even want to hire, for example, a local realtor who might get half of the rent if they find a good person that you can actually book and is going to sign a lease, and you pay them half of the rent for the month. Just a few notes on other marketing tactics that you might want to take a look at. Talk to your connections, get your referrals out there, let them know you're looking for good tenants, and tell them who your ideal 10 it is. Send out email blasts, you know, or social media announcements that you're looking for a tenant. Offer an incentive for your existing tenants to refer other people, maybe $100 off the next month's rent, for example. If your property is close to a college or university, get in touch with their housing office and have them post your listing. Additionally, don't underestimate the, you know, old-fashioned signage. You want to have your signage out there as well. And then just a few last notes on what I call stealth tenant marketing. Those of you that tuned into podcast number 038, I go into this in more detail. But some of the things about stealth tenant marketing is that that's where you find your ideal tenant, and then you identify where that person is most likely to work in the community, and then you target a marketing campaign to that employer. For example, if a nurse fits into your criteria as an ideal tenant, and they're generally very good tenants, so nurses, not to classify them all, but they tend to be very good tenants, locate a local hospital or medical facility, medical offices in your area, make up special flyers, okay, with beautiful photos of your property, and come up with a custom offer. Maybe have a little box on that flyer that has a, you know, sort of a blank area that you can run it through your printer and print out that special custom offer for them. Something to the effect of, you know, 1 month's free rent for a 13-month lease or something like that. And then you have these flyers hand-delivered to the human resource directors for those various employers. So, you know, they feel that it's exclusive to them. It's something that they want to post on their employee boards. And I have got great tenants from this. This has been one of my most effective means of tenant marketing. So lastly, it's another very good source for rental rate information is Rentometer. It's rent, R-E-N-T-O, meter, M-E-T-E-R.com. I go to them all the time. It's a great resource, and you just plug in what type of apartment you have, you know, one bedroom, two bedroom, what have you, how many baths, and put in the address, and it will tell you what the market rates are. They'll give you a low end, high end, median. It's a real good resource, especially if you don't have a lot of time to call apartments and get their specific rental rates. So Rentometer is one of my top choices to determine rental rates. Just important you understand that, you know, finding tenants takes time. You may hear landlords talk about how they found a tenant in days or even hours after posting the listing. But this is the exception, not really the rule. Plan ahead. Give yourself adequate time to find the right tenant. You don't want to sacrifice the security of the property and your peace of mind by agreeing to rent your property to the first tenant who comes along. So make sure they're carefully vetted. They meet your standards and high criteria. And with patience and diligence, you'll soon have a line of qualified renters coming your way to visit that property. Once you've got some folks to schedule a visit, make sure you have a knockout showing of the property. You know, make sure the property's cleaned and looking good. You have plenty of applications on hand. And start having those people come through, sign them up, and you'll find that great tenant that you're looking for. Well, that's it for today. I know I went a little bit longer than usual, but this is an important topic, and I hope you had some good information there for you. Please note everything I talked about, and including some of those various rental online services. There'll be links in the show notes, and you can get all that stuff at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog and look for that episode on rental property marketing secrets. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.